The next question is about female friendships. Female friendships are an integral part of this story. What inspired you to write about all the different relationships, for example, between Kate and Emma, Megan Kate, and Daisy and Kate? So I'm a great believer in friendships. I think they're so wonderfully nurturing. You know, they're one of life's great joys. And I also wanted very much to emphasize the female friendships, partly because of the era in which the book is set, 1945, northwestern New South Wales, quite remote. So very little support in contemporary terms in the way that we would look at it. Very little support for a woman like Kate, who is alone and trying to cope with a father who is declining and with an absent husband and coping with the sexism that she has to deal with on a day-to-day basis. So how did people survive? And I do think friendships with women were one way, and I'm sure continue to be a way that country women help and manage and nurture and nourish their lives. So, and each of the friendships is different. So, and they grow, of course, throughout the book, and they change in different ways as each of the characters change. You know, Kate makes clear that she would never, her mother would never have approved of her having a friendship with Emma, because Emma was effectively, I guess, is what you would, of a lesser social class, if you want to use that word, and so a mother wouldn't have approved. But Kate's world is changing, and she's being forced to really look hard at all these assumptions that she's been fed as a child and start to think much more practically in terms of who might be willing to help me and who is kind enough to help me, and am I humble enough to ask for that help? And that's exactly, of course, what she does with Emma, who works at the bank. With Meg, she's known Meg since she was a little girl, and they've grown up together. And I love Meg in her own way. You know, she's funny and irreverent, and, you know, says what she thinks and that kind of thing. And I wanted that lightness to come into Kate's world, really for relief, because a lot of country living then was, and I think now, can be really debilitating. It can be. It isn't always, of course. There's a joyousness about working on the land, but it can be incredibly hard and very, very isolating. So I wanted that for Meg. And then for Kate with Meg. And then with Daisy had to be in the story. You know, it was essential to me that I really reflect as best I could the environment of, you know, 1945 Northern New South Wales, which meant at least one of the stolen generation should figure in the book. And it was a real education for me to learn about the Daisies of the world. And I am so glad now that I know so much more. It's one of those things which, you know, you never stop learning, but I feel like I understand so much more. My history, my family's history in some respects, the country history probably, than I ever did before I started. And I feel very lucky to have been able to do that, and to have such wonderful guides to have helped me.